chapter 4 and verse number 10. Nice to see Mr. and Mrs. Jean Jacquet here. Welcome back. Great to see you. I knew you had to have been here. Mark was so quiet and well behaved this morning. Could you ever move here? Now we welcome you. It's great to have you. Acts chapter 4 and verse 10, please. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. And this is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, by which we must be saved. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. They realized that they had been with Jesus. Matthew's Gospel, please, chapter 28. Reading so hugely well known that, to be honest, if you're tired today, you just don't even need to turn. Just read it. Just read it out of your memory. The last two verses of Matthew's Gospel. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And we can all say, Amen. Amen. Lastly now, to the Gospel of Luke and chapter 19. Luke's Gospel and chapter 19. Gospel of Luke chapter 19, and commence reading, please, at verse number 16. Admittedly breaking into the narrative, but I hope you'll forgive me. Verse 16, Luke 19. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has returned 10 minas. And he said to them, Well done, good servant. Because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. And likewise, he said to him, You also be over 5 cities. Now, go back, please, to verse number 11 and see what set the stage for that little showdown. Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And so he called 10 of his servants and delivered to each 10 minas and said to them, Occupy, do business until I come. You couldn't read that without just sharing a little bit of how that turned out, story you're familiar with. Those who study history and those who comment on it are fond of saying that those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. I think there's some truth to that. It is a very good thing, I believe, to study history. I know some of you probably despised it in school. It's like my favorite subject. Remains that to this day. And honestly, the one thing that you can see about history is that we just never seem to learn. You can read and become very proficient. And they were on their way up from Florida, and they came and stayed overnight with us. It's so good to get caught up. And they're home now. They had to leave the mission field because of the health of one of them. So they're in the U.S. Boy, if you haven't said hi to Ray and Lisa today, please do. My boy Ray's going to leave and say, hey, no one's friendly to me. No, seriously, it's a wonderful thing. We have to work at it. It takes work. It takes work. And I hope one of the things that we keep in front of us, not to be insular. We have some outreaches for a small group. We have more outreaches here than I think is normal. And I'm thrilled that we do. And there are tangible results, some sitting here today, of some of the outreaches. The biggest thing is there are people that are right now in heaven as a result of some of the outreaches that have gone on as a result of this, the people in this particular church. May God just increase the whole thing, the general climate, friendliness, the dangers that we need to guard against as we're going about the world. Make disciples. Why are we here? Luke 19. An interesting section here, isn't it? This whole parable of the minas, and I know that's a New King James thing, but some say the talents and whatever, but this is this nobleman. He goes into a far country and he calls 10 of his servants and he gives each of them the exact same amount. That's why this particular story is somewhat unique. He gives them all the same amount. But not all of them produce the same results, right? And that is unfortunately a picture of the church. Because some people have been given a lot. Then I stood there the other day and I thought, what would that have looked like if there were two or three or five or six missing stones? Not very good. And it would have weakened the entire structure. And so here we are, a building of living stones. All of us different. Every one of us differently equipped and gifted and talented. Are we filling the niche that God has given us to do? Why are we here? Three questions to stop a year and start a year. Where have we been? Where are we going? Why are we here? Amen.